We're back with the second half of the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life. Anyway, the guest, for this is a very nice segue from Larry, because it's all about social responsibility.
I told you these two fit.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful show. So we have with us, there's a group that helps out corporations with social responsibility, and they facilitate those needs for these companies and engage them in strategies, et cetera. And we have the president of the Via Nova Group himself, Frank Scarpacci. Frank, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
But Frank, briefly, before we talk about what you do, again, like Larry did, a little bit of background, where you're born, where you went to school, how you wound up here.
Sure. I'm from Massachusetts. I was born and raised in Massachusetts. I came here to San Diego in 1997. The majority of my career actually was in travel. I started in the early 80s. In fact, I worked for American Express Travel in one of their travel offices, Wellesley, Massachusetts. And I don't know if some of your listeners may be familiar with this cause marketing campaign that they launched, the Statue of Liberty Restoration Project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember being really intrigued by that. And that was kind of the first time I sort of noticed that, this is a great way for a company.
Who was the guy, Lee Iacocca? Wasn't he one of the principals behind that?
Carl Malden.
I thought Lee Iacocca had something to do with the Ellis Island project. But anyway.
Yeah. So I spent the majority of my career in travel. And then at one point, I was managing a travel office for the company. And they really encouraged us to be good corporate citizens. I mean, that was one of our values as a company.
Hmm.
So I started to...
Which company was this again?
American Express.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, got my employees involved in volunteer programs and volunteer projects and helped with, you know, donating trips to help raise money and so on and so forth.
Oh, right. Carl Martin, what will you do? What will you do?
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. This was in the 90s when this was something that was kind of new for companies. And I started to make the connection between... you know, these types of programs and how they're having an impact, not only on us as far as, you know, business, but how it was changing my employees and my coworkers and how they sort of, you know, blossomed through these, you know, through these activities. So there's definitely a win-win there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, back then, nobody was really focusing on this. This was something sort of new for companies, and it was always done in addition to your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so fast forward, I left the company 10 years ago, and I decided, well, what do I want to be when I grow up? I want to consult. I want to help. I want to, you know.
And how'd you find
your way, enjoy the
most? How'd you find your way to San Diego, though?
Oh, I came here on a business trip in 1998, and I knew that I was going to end up living here. I was a city guy. I lived in the city.
How many times have we heard this, Joe?
But it was sort of like, I think I'm going to end up living here. And, of course, a year later, I ended up moving out here.
I came out at age 22 for a two-week vacation and never went back.
Sure, never went.
Yeah.
But he's still on vacation, as our listeners know.
So being in the travel industry, I was able to, you know, travel back and forth, so it wasn't that much of an adjustment. But, I fell in love with San Diego. I'm very happy here.
So how long has Via Nova been around?
10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 years last month, actually.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. And when I kind of figured out what I wanted to consult in, I really wanted to help businesses improve their social and environmental impact. But, of course... back 10 years ago, when I told people what I did, they'd pat me on the head and say, oh, that's nice of you, Frank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, have fun with that.
Well, I see you're a certified B Corporation.
Yes.
And now can you help other companies become one of those?
Yes,
but let's back up. We talk a lot here about S Corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how carefully I said that, Joe. And C Corporations. And now, right, Frank, we have B Corporations.
Working
backwards towards the letter A, I guess.
Yeah.
What's the difference between all these things?
Okay, well, let's start with this B Corporation,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or B Corp for short. So B Corps that's a certification for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that started in 2007. And B Corporations are companies that have been certified to have met a rigorous standard of social and environmental performance, mm-hmm. transparency, and accountability.
But they would form under subchapter C,
that's
right?
That's separate. I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
Gotcha.
So we'll start with the certification.
Okay,
that started first.
Okay.
And actually, that is the only... So if you think about B Corp certification is to a business, what LEED certification would be for a building, or fair trade would be for coffee. So it's the only certification. It's global to certify a business on its social and environmental performance.
Mm-hmm.
Then that started in 2007. It was launched by this nonprofit, B Lab. They had a parallel track where they wanted to help create a new legal entity. So we have S Corp, we have C Corp. They helped create this new legislation called a benefit corporation, mm-hmm. and benefit meaning the benefit that
social
the company
benefit.
Provides.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that legislation is done on a state-by-state basis.
Right.
So they had to go from state to state to state. So now there are 31 states that have benefit corporations.
Including California.
Including California, exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's five in the works. So a benefit corporation is a traditional corporation that has modified obligations to consider its impact, the impact of its decisions on all of its stakeholders, not just its shareholders.
And they get tax advantages for being?
No tax advantages. No,
okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Companies that choose to become a benefit corporation are those companies that have a strong social and environmental commitment, and they want to protect that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an obligation piece to it, which means they're legally obligated mm-hmm. to consider their impact, but they're also protected. So as they scale and grow, mm-hmm. they're protected from companies that might want to buy them and maybe change their mission.
Mm.
So it provides that sort of protection. Now, benefit corporations have to provide a benefit report once a year. So they have to produce it, make it public.
Mm-hmm.
The only state that doesn't require that is Delaware.
So it gets a little complicated. Let's say you're in the chemical business and you want to become a B corporation. Do they make certain standards for different businesses to qualify?
The legal or the certification piece. I think it's highly unlikely that you would find a oil company qualifying to be certified.
Yeah, what's an example of a really?
So let's talk about the B Corp, yeah. the certification, because,
right.
because
okay.
you don't have to be a corporation to be a certified B Corporation.
Right. Okay.
So the certification is for any size business, any type of business, and it can be, so it's any type of business, mm-hmm. and the performance requirement means that they are assessed on their social and environmental impact in four key areas: governance, workers, mm-hmm. employees, and the community.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's pause it right there
on
those four thoughts, and we'll come right back with Frank Scarpacci, the Villanova Group, right after this. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. We are back in the home stretch with Frank Scarpacci from the Villanova Group, helping corporations become socially responsible. Where'd we leave off with those 4 points?
The 4 points.
Yeah. You want to elaborate on those?
Okay. So to qualify to be a certified B Corp, you have to meet the performance requirement. And in order to do that, you have to assess an assessment of your business. There's actually a free tool that's available to any business. It's called the B Impact Assessment. And you can go to bimpactassessment.net.
Hmm.
The questionnaire that you fill, it's an online questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
When you complete that, it asks you questions on your impact. And like I said, governance, workers, community, and the environment. So
mm-hmm.
let's use community, for example. So your company would be asked if you have, a workplace volunteer program.
Mm-hmm.
So you would earn points for having an employee volunteer program. If you offer time off for your employees to volunteer, you get additional points.
Mm.
And you'll get even more points if you offer paid time off.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the worker side, it takes a look at the benefits that you offer. Like, do you offer health benefits to employees below 32 hours or whatever
mm-hmm.
the standard is? So once you complete the survey, you're given a score.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to achieve a score of 80 out of 200 in order to qualify.
Hmm.
And it's intended to be rigorous because we want to make sure that, again, we're trying to certify companies.
That, compliance.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. They're holding themselves to a higher standard.
Mm-hmm. And this is all done through individual states, not...
No, the certification is done through the nonprofit B Lab. So this is just
okay.
a certification piece.
All right.
Now remember, you can be a sole proprietor, LLC, or a corporation to be certified.
Okay.
Benefit corporation, it's a legal designation to be a corporation for that.
All right.
So
you want to elaborate on that? Is that a good question now?
Or do you have a couple of examples of companies and what they've done and how they've done it?
Yeah, actually, there are 1,500 B Corps around the globe.
Okay.
So the 42 countries, 130 industries. There are 16 located here in San Diego.
Okay.
Three of which are headquartered outside. One well-known retail brand is Dr. Bronner's, the soap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
They just became, they're a benefit corporation.
Love
and
that
they were
guy.
Just certified.
Okay.
So let me give you an example of some of the ways that they.
He'll be on the show again, by the
yeah.
way. You've had him
oh,
on.
Good.
He's great.
Yeah.
David's wonderful.
David's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So they donate greater than 2% of their sales to charity each
okay.
year. 75% of their input materials are fair trade certified. On the worker side, they pay greater than 25% above living wage for their employees.
Mm.
And I heard it's an amazing place to work.
Yeah.
The energy there.
Escondido or someplace.
Yeah. And they cover 100% of the employees' PPO health insurance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which includes dental, short and long-term disability, domestic partner, civil union, same-sex marriage, spousal benefits, and life insurance.
And the company's doing fabulously well, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And on the environmental side, greater than 99% of their products are made with certified organic ingredients. So
mm-hmm.
these are some of the things that, that you're scored on,
mm-hmm.
these types of...
Boy, that's great.
Yeah. Now, we have another company called IDEA. They're a marketing and branding firm. They have about 65 employees. They gave more than 220,000, again, 65 employees. They gave over more than $220,000 and 13 hours of pro bono services to nonprofits in 1 year. 86% of their staff volunteered a total of 800 hours. Almost, they used almost 40% less paper, printer paper, than their goal. So they set a goal to reduce their environmental impact. They offset 100% of their carbon footprint from commuting and that business travel, and also from office energy.
Wow!
And that offset that they purchased, they were able to protect 192 trees in a working forest managed by the Conservation Fund.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then they created a wellness community for their employees to help them with. They have a kind of a healthy competition by rewarding staff for, like, for example, taking the stairs up to their fourth floor. I think they have yoga every Monday.
Wow.
And they have bike racks. And they have shared bikes and bike racks in their office. So,
wow, yeah.
So these are just a couple of examples of local companies.
We'll have to get that list from you because we'd probably like to have them on as guests at some point.
Yeah, yeah. I think there'd be really, really interesting stories.
Yeah.
What's great about the B, part of being a certified B Corporation is your scores and your performance is made public. So if anybody wants to research any of these companies, they can go to bcorporation.net and then...
All spelled out?
Yeah, bcorporation.net. They can search any company. So any company of the 1,500 all have profiles on their website. So you can kind of learn. What's great about that is you can not only see what these companies are doing, but if you're a business owner, it might sort of kind of give you some ideas of things that you could be looking at for your business.
And we should be supporting those businesses.
Right, right.
You know?
And also, you know, the B Impact Assessment tool that I told you about, that is available to any business. So if you, you know, if maybe certification is not for you, that's fine. But you can get a lot of value out of taking that assessment.
So it was, that was
bimpactassessment.net.
Okay. Good. Yeah. We're going to get Courtney.
That's made free to any business by B-Lab.
We'll get these all into the blog for this show, right, Richard?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good information. So,
Frank, what kind of companies are inquiring about B Corps? And I mean, are they do they tend to be newer? Or do they tend to be really well, long-established company?
I think it's a range, actually.
You have any Fortune
500? As far as a startup company.
Any Fortune 500s?
Not yet.
Okay.
But there is a company called Natura. It's a public company. They were public and then converted to a
private.
They became a certified B Corporation.
Oh, did they? Okay.
They're multinational. They're based in Brazil. It's called Natura.
N-A-T-U-R-A?
Yep. And then Plum Organic, that's a baby food company. They are now a wholly owned subsidiary of Campbell's Soup. And they were maintained their B Corp certification and their benefit corporate. Yeah, so they're...
Terrific.
Yeah. And then there's, of course, Ben & Jerry's.
I wonder if Ballast Point, these breweries, are into this at all.
I don't know, but we need to talk to them.
We need to find out.
They're up to about 120 of those, I think, now.
Yeah. So with certification, you need to be in business at least a year because it's based on your performance. It's not based on where you want to be or aspirational. It's actually based on performance. So, but I do encourage those businesses that are startups to really be looking at this their first year because you want to start baking some of this into the DNA of your business. So as you grow, you're already thinking this way. So it's harder to kind of work backwards. It's better to kind of embed these principles into the way you do business.
And so how do you help companies that are thinking about this with your consulting? What do you do specifically?
Well, I help them through this. First of all, you got to figure out where are you today. So what are you currently doing? I think a lot of companies don't necessarily know that they are doing some great things. They just don't. So they haven't really connected the dots. So I help them kind of assess what they're currently doing, and help them prioritize what areas they should focus on as far as improving their impact. If they want to be certified, I can kind of bring them through the whole process to, you know, coming up with their score, finding out how they can improve their score.
Let's give your website, and where's your website again? Is the VIA NovaGroup.com, and where's your office located, Frank?
San Diego.
Okay, I mean, what part of town though?
Oh, Hillcrest.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I might want to make sure we got that out there. So
yeah, and I work with companies. It doesn't matter where they're. I mean, I have a company in New York that I've worked with, San Francisco. Over, so
you travel out yourself a little bit, or
Now,
isn't there an event coming up where you're lecturing, or with this American Marketing Association?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, it's the CAUSE Conference, the 2016 CAUSE Conference. This will be the 18th year.
Open to the public, or can anyone?
Yes,
go?
Okay. Yes.
What date again?
Tell us about.
It's May 18th. So there's an evening event on May 18th, sort of a networking event, and then May 19th is the full day conference, and then May 20th we have a half day boot camp. So company, we haven't figured out what's going to happen during the boot camp yet. We're still sort of in the planning stage, but it might be something like a you know, kind of cause marketing 101, you know, mm-hmm. helping me get started. So mm-hmm.
Where's
very
it gonna,
excited about that.
Where will it be held?
It'll be at the Crown Plaza,
okay.
Mission Valley.
Okay.
Yep.
Butcher shop down there. It's my yeah. first job. I was a bellhop at the Plaza International, Richard. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I could do a whole show on that.
Did
anyway.
A lot of tips?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're interested in, you know, learning about cause marketing, purpose-driven marketing, mm-hmm. purpose-driven mm-hmm. branding, I mean, this is the place to be because we tend to bring in sort of leading edge, you know, topics and information.
It's
and
unfortunate by the time your conference occurs there, Albie's Beef Inn will be no more because it's closing December 23rd. Mm-hmm. Actually, it closed December 23rd, by the way. Right next door to that. So if people need a point of reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, well, that's great. That should be a wonder. How many people are you expecting at that?
We typically have about 300.
Oh, wow. It's a great turnout.
Yep. Super duper.
Yeah,
super.
We're excited about it. We're just starting the planning now. So.
Mm-hmm. So do you think B corporations will proliferate over the next 10 years?
Yes, actually I do. Because I, you know, if we look at the expectations of the millennial mm-hmm. workforce and consumers, they're all driving this movement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Fast Company magazine just came out recently. They cited 20 moments that in the past 20 years that moved the world forward, mm-hmm. and they cited B Benefit Corporations, the rise of the Benefit Corporation, and B Corps.
Oh, wow.
Is one of the
outstanding.
20.
That's significant.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Larry Kessler,
Frank,
and our guest,
appreciate
the first
it. Larry,
time.
Thank you.
Frank, thank you for being here. President of the Villanova Group, Frank Sarfacci.
Everybody have a happy new year.
You got it. Richard, always great seeing you. Thank you to Justin Hart, our soundboard operator, for making his sound great. Thanks to Craig Blankinger, our con executive, and to our programming genius here at KFMB, Dave Sniff. All these shows and podcasts are on iymoney.com. You guys have a great new year, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.